producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin,
Texas. Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border,
but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianco.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of unpredictiveness.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not airborne. One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a two-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Infarix Hexa.
Well, I'd rather have to get vaccinated.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get through some more of your calls in this segment. Then Chuck and Tim Baldwin are joining us, a leading constitutionalist here in this country, speaking out for liberty and freedom. His son's a constitutional lawyer, and it's hit the papers in the state they're in that the prosecutors are telling him, don't bring up the Constitution. And, hey, that lawyer's part of the Tea Party. He's not allowed around here. This is this idea of you can't let your kids play outside, the military can't be in the Tea Party, 2 + 2 = 5. It's all outrageous, over-the-top stuff. But it's really happening, and if we just sit here and let them announce that it's illegal to criticize Obama, like Missouri did, if you don't believe me, I've got the newscast where they said, Obama truth squads, prosecutors and police will be out, and if they catch you speaking bad of the president, you will be arrested. People are like, but you have a right to do that in America. No, you don't. We have a right to spy on you without warrants and leave the border open. And have the TSA put you in a naked body scanner. I mean, it's a power grab. They're doing it. You ever known people in your life that are just outrageously arrogant and get away with stuff? Well, imagine a big giant government and corporations that run it. The answer to this is multifaceted, but people like Bill Again, I've seen newspaper clippings where he's been fighting fluoridation in the water and getting stuff done and a lot of things. I forget your last name, Bill. You can announce it. But Bill's been a listener like 15 years or more. I remember when he ran for office, got in as a county commissioner up there. They call it that in Texas. I guess they call it a county official or supervisor up in Wisconsin. And he's gotten a lot done. And I was talking earlier about we all need to run against people that are anti-gun. We need to run against people that are pro-tyranny. We need to run against people that are anti-constitution. And even if we don't win, we educate people during the debates. You get on television, you get on the radio, and you also scare them and let them know there's political opposition forming. That's why they want to audit all the Tea Party people and scare everyone. They think that if they mess with you, that you're just going to go in a ditch. Well, if we don't stand up to them, they're going to take everything already. It's the bullies are already beating us up. Might as well fight back. So going back to Bill. Bill, what's your name? Because I've known you over the years, but I forget it. And tell folks your story, and then tell us the latest info.
Okay, my name is Bill Zeitz, Z-E-I-T-Z. I ran for town chairman when I was in ill health against smart growth, and my slogan was, Zeitz fights for your property rights. And it took hold. Then I ran for county supervisor, and I was elected. In both cases, I defeated individuals that had lived here their entire lives. So it is possible to move into an area and just start going to meetings and speaking up. So
exactly. I would elect a Chinese immigrant from 7 years ago that had just become a U.S. citizen if they were pro-liberty and had a history we could trust and stood up for private property and guns. I don't care. And people don't care where you're from anymore. They just want you to do something. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, when I was elected to the county, they did not want to put me on any of the powerful committees. So they put me on the Board of Health, and I immediately started to bring out stuff about the pharmaceutical industries, about the vaccines, and they didn't like that. So after one of the elections, they threw me off the Board of Health. So I brought a resolution forward to reinstate me, and it took 3 months until finally, someone changed their vote. It was 11 to 11 every time, and then finally one of the supervisors changed the vote, so I'm back on there. Now, we had a good doctor that was on there. I had a Ron Paul buddy that just passed away, and, I was bringing out a lot of information on the agenda. And the doctor was fired. He was working with Marshfield Clinic. I don't know exactly. Maybe it was a cost-cutting measure, but I kind of suspect.
No, they do come after you because when you do the right thing, you're cutting in on their whole criminal op. They can make tens of millions a year in one county just off the vaccines they're shooting in the kids. So you're not being their good little operative. So you're basically just telling folks about the fights that happen behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and believe me, it goes on. So anyway, the new doctor is a pharmaceutical creature. He supports the CDC. We just, go to the mat almost every meeting. So they didn't want me putting things on the agenda. Fine. So what I do now is under public comment, I bring out articles and information there. So they also said, well, write something for the local paper. So I did. And if people want to take a look at it, the local paper, you can read it online, is Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Photonews, F-O-T-O, .com, MerrillPhotoNews.com.
Yeah, listen, the best way to plug an article is to give us the headline. That's how people will find it.
It's called Avoid the Gardasil Vaccine by Bill Zeitz, County Supervisor.
We're going to post it to InfoWars.com and syndicate it galactic, and we've got your county commissioner profile up on the screen. And again, if I remember correctly, I saw other articles years ago when you first did this, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Didn't you guys stop Agenda 21 because of what you did?
Well, we did in the town. You know, in other words, we had an opportunity to pull out of county zoning when I got elected, and that was my position. So we pulled out of county zoning. We set up our own very lenient town zoning, and the people love it.
But see, you did it, and in a whole county, you restored liberty on a key area. And if people would just do what you did, I know it took some work and things, but let me guess, has it not been animating? Have you not had more energy? Have you not felt better? You said you were in bad health when you first did this. I mean, has it not been better for your life? Because in my experience, fighting tyranny is so enjoyable. It's not work. It just puts a spring in my step. I just can't wait to fight the tyrants, and I want people to realize this is what we're made for. If we don't go become the government, if we don't go in there, the bad guys are. We just sit here and complain all day. We have to go engage. We have to go take it back.
Absolutely. And, you know, one other item I'd like to bring up on ISIS. Alex, I think, you know, Netanyahu and Israel kind of like ISIS. I think I've read enough quotes where, you know, they kind of support them. And they sit back and they let these globalists come in and support them financially, cause ruin, you know, in that part of the world. And I think at some point, you know, Israel's going to mop it all up. I honestly believe that.
It's a mess, I tell you. I appreciate your call. It is just such a mess. Appreciate the call, Bill. Good to hear from you. Alex in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hi. First of all, I got to say, I agree with about like 99% of the stuff you say.
Well, that's good because I don't. I hear rebroadcasts and I go, I didn't say that, Ryder. I meant to say this. I probably agree with about 95% of what I say. Wow, I'm impressed. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the dissociation between men and women and how it plays into the depopulation.
Yes, they've created a disassociation and a war between men and women that is designed to make the state the daddy and basically end the human species as we know it, and it's in major textbooks, and it's worked like a charm. They make women's identity that they're women and they're in a war with men, and they make men's identity the same thing, and it is a total disaster.
And Alex, one of the biggest growing businesses in the Western world is the pickup artist, where guys are teaching men how to pick up other women. But the problem with this is there's a lot of manipulation, and where other guys are taking advantage of weak men.
I was about to say, you can only pick up really stupid women with that stuff, and it does work, but it doesn't end well. But it is true that biologically it's a confidence game. And even really good women on average like to be treated bad. And you know, at least you got to be standoffish and distant sometimes, or they don't respect you. And it's biological.
Well, yeah, exactly. And because like there is that dissociation between men and women. And like I don't have this problem anymore. I used to. But I do think it plays into the depopulation agenda because, I mean, it does play into the depopulation, into the New World Order, because guys, honestly, there's a huge epidemic where guys don't know how to communicate with women. And if guys don't know how to communicate with women, then people aren't making babies like they used to.
So I know how to communicate with them.
Well, yeah, like some guys do, but there's a huge epidemic where guys are so timid and so cowardice. And so, like, I was wondering maybe if you could, like, just break it down a little, because you always talk about how you could get with women and stuff like that. Like I said, I don't have a problem with this. Most of your...
Well, I mean, I'm a family man, and it's not like I'm some Casanova or anything. I love women. I mean, women are just beautiful, wonderful creatures. And they just want somebody that's happy and confident and wants to tell jokes and go on hikes and, you know, go to, like, little stores and stuff, little antique stores, just piddle around. That's what women like to do. And I just want my daughters to grow up healthy and happy and to have good, strong men out there for them to meet and love and continue the cycle. And so men and women have to understand we're all bound eternally together. We are the human species, and that's all under attack. If traditional roles are out there and people genuinely want that, that's their issue. They're artificially attacking the standard roles of men and women. And it's in major textbooks. Endgame 2.0 breaks it down, where they said that they would do this in the 50s, and they've done it. And boy, it isn't pretty, is it? We'll be back.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
The head of Alibaba is now the biggest website basically in the world, bigger than Amazon, bigger than Facebook, makes more money, and it's now had its public offering. Think about it. Think about how our country is suffering because other countries don't want to do business with us because they don't trust the fact that Google and all its subsidiaries and things like Amazon aren't working with the NSA. Well, they are the NSA. And that's what Jack Ma said about it. He said, we've got the trust of the people worldwide that we're not basically doing things like that. So that's the problem having these criminals run our country, is that people wanted to do business with us before because we were the good guys. And not that we were perfect, but America wanted to promote liberty and freedom and the Second Amendment and why. That's why you wanted to go there. You could be left alone by government bureaucrats, and now we're the opposite. And we're like 36th in the world now for business freedom. Saw a study last week. People don't want to, that's behind every industrialized country and then some. We're in bad shape. Let's get this straight. And it's all fun for the bureaucrats and the regulators and the lawyers and the academics and everybody until the gravy train stops, ladies and gentlemen. Alibaba's IPO prices at top of range, raising $21.8 billion. Boom. By a guy that came from nothing. And why is it always somebody that comes from nothing that has the big innovation? And it's certainly never somebody with a college degree. And I'm not bashing college degrees. There's some reasons for them in some areas. But the big innovations come out of people that are thinking outside the box, just like InfoWars, just like Drudge, just like so many other platforms. Let's go ahead and go to our guest in this short segment to break down some of what's happening. Then we'll get the details in the next segment. And this is bigger than just Montana or Texas. This is serious, because you see demonization of patriots and liberty lovers all the time, and it's been happening so much now, we've kind of gotten used to it. It's not a big deal anymore when it happens. You hear about judges in the news saying, I don't allow the Constitution in my courtroom. Well, they should be forced to stand down. They violated their oath. It was 6 years ago I got the secret document that for about a week people didn't believe until the government finally responded in USA Today and other publications saying, no, that's a real document. Saying Ron Paul's basically a terrorist, Chuck Baldwin's a terrorist, Adam Russo is an evil person for his film, libertarians are bad, if you want to get out of the UN, you're bad. You know, these are terrorists, basically. And now it's so ubiquitous that we're just like, oh, that's no big deal. Well, he's got quite a story to tell. Dr. Chuck Baldwin's joined by his constitutional attorney son, Tim Baldwin. They're also co-authors of multiple books that we happen to sell, Romans 13 and more. They are joining us right now. He's with FlatheadLegal.com, Tim Baldwin. And his father, Chuck, joins us. We're going to break in a few minutes, guys, but I saw it in local newspapers. Lawyers want state to investigate prosecutors. And then I heard part of the story through my producer that they're actually with straight faces going, you know, basically saying you're not allowed to promote the Constitution, that it's evil somehow, and doing a lot of really weird stuff in their drug task force. So thanks for joining us. Who should speak first, Chuck Baldwin or Tim Baldwin?
I think Tim should go ahead and take it to try to give you some of the background, Alex.
Yeah, Tim? Give us a basic snapshot.
Yeah, so for your audience's information on this, I'm a criminal defense attorney in Flathead County, Montana, and I practice in other counties as well. I have a case, or I had a case, involving a client of mine where we discovered evidence that the Northwest Drug Task Force agent and a county attorney here were threatening my client's wife and my client to fire me as my client's attorney. And they threatened that if they do not fire me, it would be bad for my client. We actually got a recorded statement, or not a statement, but a recorded conversation that my client's wife released here recently that actually shows the egregiousness of what was going on here. And the reason that was revealed from this officer who was talking to my client's wife was that they do not like Tim Baldwin. They reference my dad running for president in 2008 under the Constitution ticket. They reference being a constitutionalist, as they called it. They reference me defending my client's rights too vigorously.
Tim, I want to stop right there because we're going to come back from break. I'm going to give you both the floor. I want to walk through what happened with the case. We have the audio. I'm going to put it in a nightly news report soon so it's more congruent. But this is how the statists operate. They could be Republicans or Democrats. These are Republicans in this case. Is they want to shut business down, shut freedom down, shut people's right to a lawyer down, because of our views. There's an attempt to shut us up, shut us down, and it's what the Nazis did in the build-up of World War II inside Germany. It's how tyranny first starts, and this is just boots on the ground evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'll be back live, Lord willing. Won't take any of this for granted. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday Worldwide Transmission. So the headline, lawyers want state to investigate prosecutors. And the audio of it has been released. And why this story is so important is this is local police involve threatening someone who's been charged, saying, you better get rid of your lawyer, because you're not supposed to be talking to somebody once there's a criminal case going on, and you're the officer involved, getting involved in the trial. And this is just incredible. It's official intimidation. They're saying because they're constitutionalists. That's the guy that ran for president. That's the guy politically involved. That's the guy that thousands of people are listening to locally. You don't work with him. And you know this is going on everywhere else. These are probably the hundredth people they've done this to. And they just happen to not lie down to it and record it. So you got a defense attorney, totally protected under the Constitution, absolutely sacred, and they're going to people saying, you better let them go or you're in deep trouble, so we can throw you in prison. You're not allowed a defense. And these cops are doing this with a straight face with the prosecutor. That's called tyrants. That reminds me of the cases up in Williamson County where they'll have a known person who's innocent. There's been movies made about it. And have the bloody rag, and they even know who the killer is. And just for some reason, they just want to put an innocent man with no criminal record in jail because his wife's been killed. And they knew all along. It's very sick. So imagine people are like, yeah, if you get involved in the Tea Party or anything, you won't get business. You won't, because if we all start giving each other business, if you start giving publications business or Infowars.com business or our shopping cart business or spread the word about other websites that tell the truth, we'll build our own community. And our community will be popular. And people want to hang out with folks that are into freedom. And pretty soon, we'll take the country back. Just like 1776, but economically and culturally. So there's a culture war against pro-lifers, veterans. Look at how the veterans are being demonized. Think about a coalition. The veterans, the returning veterans, the libertarians, the conservatives, the Christians that want real Christianity, not state-run propaganda. Think if we come together and start working together and praying together and shopping together and teaching each other skills and going out and camping together and just creating community again, that's what will kill the New World Order, is normal human community. I'm going to shut up now, but they try to build all community around their state-run systems. They don't want us to have our own community. Hey, what are you doing having a barbecue in your backyard with 20 friends over? We're going to do something about that. What are your kids doing playing in the front yard? We're going to call the police on you. They've got all these statists, all these corporate board people out there. It's time for us to call them out and get in their face and put heat on them. Now, I'm going to shut up and give Tim Baldwin the floor, constitutional lawyer, to recap and start over. Then we're going to go to his dad, Chuck Baldwin. How dare him run for president and get a record number of votes for a third party? Of the Constitutional Party. How dare Aaron Russo found the Constitution Party? He was demonizing the report as well. I've been demonizing others. How dare Ron Paul? They said, cops, you see a Ron Paul sticker, you pull him over. And that's meant to have cops be an agent of intimidation in America against somebody as American as apple pie Ron Paul. No criminal record, highest ethical standards. His bill now passed the House, even though he's out of the House, to audit the Fed, change the world for libertarian thought, an icon of goodness. No one would dare claim he's bad in any way. A medical doctor, Vietnam veteran, demonized. They demonize good men, folks, because they want to cause a civil war in this country between the police and the military and the constitutionalist movement. And that's why they want to demonize Chuck Baldwin. And it's, again, you're like, oh, it's just some local thing and some cops. No, this is systematic. Now Tim, I'm going to shut up. You guys have got the floor. You break it down and then throw it to your dad whenever you want.
Okay. So, again, I represent a person by the name of Corey Franklin. And keep in mind, this case was assigned to me from the public defender's office. I have a contract with the state of Montana to represent clients who the public defender's office either cannot for conflict reasons or for overflow work. So this is a contract case from the public defender's office. My client had another attorney prior to my representation of him. I took his cases over. There were two cases. Whenever I received this case, Ken Park was, I learned that Ken Park was the prosecutor in this case. And so as any attorney would do, I'm looking at the cases and I find out that there's hardly any discovery in the files. There was many items missing in the files, such as my client's own statements that were recorded, witness statements, photographs of the crime scene, all kinds of essential discovery was missing. So I sent a message to Mr. Park, and I said, I need this discovery. I also had learned from the prior attorney and my client that there was discussion about Mr. Park dismissing one of the cases because it was factually very weak. In fact, Mr. Park admitted this under oath on September 5th that he didn't believe he could prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt to the jury, yet he kept prosecuting this case.
And then how dare a lawyer try to actually do his job? Think of it. If a public defender actually did their job, they couldn't be throwing all these innocent people in jail. Please continue.
So I sent him this email asking for discovery, asking him if he was going to dismiss the one case. Well, I get a response from him where he tells me that if I file any motion on behalf of my client with a charge there was no factual basis for. After I received that email from Mr. Park, it became very apparent to me that Mr. Park had a personal grudge, a personal bias against me because his response was so arbitrary and really unreasonable, given the fact that discovery had not even really been
given. Sure, I understand, but before we get into all the minutiae, the key here is then they send the cops out to the client to say it's because you're constitutionalist. That's the really big enchilada for me. Get into that.
Okay, I'm getting there. So what happened was, after that, he sent me that email. I had a conversation with my client's wife, and she told me that she had talked to Mr. Park about his dismissing one of the cases because she even knew that same thing. Well, she told me that during this conversation, he told her, and she filled in an affidavit to this effect, that since Tim Baldwin is your husband's attorney, he will not get any favorable treatment for me whatsoever, and in fact, I'm going to make sure that he doesn't get favorable treatment because Tim Baldwin is his attorney. And she filed an affidavit to that effect. Well, my client's wife became very, she became afraid, actually, from the intimidations that she received from this prosecutor. She felt so concerned and so worried that Mr. Park and the county attorney's office would be going after her husband, that she was pleading with her husband to fire me as his attorney. In fact, that phone call was recorded by the county jail. I received a copy of that later, and you can hear her desperation telling her husband, you don't want Tim Baldwin because they're going to come after you. You're going to be treated badly, and I can't afford to lose you for the rest of
my life.
For
those who don't know, clearly depending on the state law, it's illegal to say, get another lawyer and we'll go easier on you, because then they can only say, go get our buddy who's a lawyer and control the market of lawyers. I mean, this violates so many things, as you guys are saying in the newspaper. Why do you think this is illegal? Because, of course, more than that happened.
Well, first of all, there was a case, actually, that one of my law associates helped file a suit about, where the judges were controlling which attorneys could get work in the county for the public defender's office.
Sure.
And my partner, Phyllis Quatman, and her husband, Jack Quatman, filed a suit. The ACLU got involved. And what ended up happening was the system was completely changed because the judges cannot control who the attorneys are. And the judges cannot control which clients hire which attorneys. And not to mention the fact that, of course, that every person has a right to counsel. The attorney-client privilege is one of the most sacred institutions and protections we have in this country, based on the most fundamental idea of fairness and due process
sure.
in the judicial system.
And I mean, now we've got the parallel construction, NSA spying. Everybody knows the courts are getting more and more rigged, and here is an inside example of that. Please continue.
So what happened then after she became so concerned about this, but her husband was insistent, no, I'm going to keep Tim Baldwin as my attorney. I like him. He's working hard for me. I trust him. I am not going to kowtow to Mr. Park's intimidations and his threats against me. So that's what happened. So as a result of this scenario, my client's wife decided that to protect herself from these threats that she received, she was going to record a conversation or the next conversation she had with these state officials. And, in fact, that's what happened. She had talked to McKeek Johns, who is an agent for the Northwest Drug Task Force team, who happened to be her handler because she was a confidential informant for the Drug Task Force. She talked to him on June 4th, and during that conversation, and that's the recording that you have, but that's what's been released to the public now. But during that 27-minute conversation, you hear this officer do the exact same thing that Mr. Park had done to my client's wife, except it was recorded, so we know exactly what he said. And we see the correlation between what the county attorney's office had said to my client's wife and what the personal experiences that I had already been encountering with the county attorney's office, all of that tied together to what this agent was telling my client's wife, where he makes repeated threats about if she doesn't fire Tim Baldwin, if Corey Franklin doesn't fire Tim Baldwin, it's going to be bad news for Corey Franklin that, you know, he's going
to... This is manipulating the judicial process, trying to manipulate a trial. From my research, but you're a constitutional lawyer, isn't this, if proven and we have the tapes, isn't it really a felony?
Well, I think under federal law, there's political corruption acts that you could file it under. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because we filed a complaint with the AG's office. Tim Fox is our attorney general here in Montana, and we asked them to investigate this matter to look into what kind of reprimand or what kind of action would need to be taken to correct the situation. Now, we got a response yesterday late afternoon. I haven't seen it yet, but my staff tells you that they received it and that they have decided that they are not going to pursue criminal charges against Ed Corgan, the county attorney here, and the deputy county attorney, Ken Clark. However, they did say that what we had provided was very troubling and that they had forwarded the information to the proper, or should I say, the authority that we have to correct attorneys in our state.
Well, here's the deal. Some listeners may be saying, why do we care? This is something out in Montana. This is going on everywhere. This is the demonization of the liberty movement. And when they do this stuff, in my view, it's corrupt. It looks like it's violating some laws. We have to get back on their face. That's what will make them start behaving instead of just, oh, you'll not let me operate and you'll shut us down if we follow the Constitution. I mean, go over specifically what's on this tape. We don't have time to air the whole 27 minutes, but, I mean, he's there going, he's a constitutionalist, he's a libertarian. Yeah. I mean, like, it's like saying he's a child molester, he's a bank robber, yeah. It's just, oh, it's so horrible. Why, that Alex Jones promotes auditing the Fed. I mean, it's like, oh, it's so horrible. They want their families to be free. It's so weird how they act like we're dirty words or something when they're the ones that are un-American from their actions.
Well, throughout this 27-minute conversation, there's a consistent theme throughout. And the consistent theme is this. First of all, Tim Baldwin pushes too hard for his clients. He files defense motions, and he doesn't work well with the county attorney's office. One of the statements in particular,
he doesn't roll over and help us set up people.
That's what he said, exactly. He said every other attorney here gets along with us, and we get along with them. And we all try to find a deal that works well for you guys. But Tim Baldwin doesn't do that, and he makes it really hard on all of us. So that's one of the very – and that's almost a
– That's horrible. You actually are a real lawyer. That is just – that is very bad.
Yeah. Well, he says other things like, you know, Tim Baldwin has his own political agenda. Tim Baldwin is out for himself. He's going to hurt you. He's going to hurt your family. He's going to hurt your children. He brings up the fact that my dad ran for president under some bull crap ticket, which he didn't use the word crap, under some bull crap ticket. He said that Tim Baldwin is some kind of a, what do you call it? Oh, he's a constitutionalist, demonizing the fact that I stand up for the rights of my client.
Hey, there's an article today where a major school district refused pocket constitutions to be donated, and then there was a backlash and they took them. See, we need to keep pushing to then make them refuse them to point out what traitors they are. We don't lay down, you know, just hoping they'll be our friends. They're the radicals. I want to bring your dad in here, Chuck Baldwin. I mean, Chuck, you heard my rant earlier. Isn't this a window into the quiet whisper campaign going on against the liberty movement behind the scenes?
This is blatant. And what is so amazing about this is as you've already noted, this kind of thing goes on all the time. But here is the significant part of this story. Is the evidence was dumped in Tim's lap. This is what makes this so spectacular. It's one thing to know what's going on instinctively or coincidentally, but we have the evidence. This is unabashed, true evidence that Tim has come across and now then is proceeding with. And I want your listeners to understand that if we do not react to this as a community of patriots and constitution-loving people, if we do not call Tim Fox's office and Ed Corrigan's office, and any time this comes up on your program, no matter where it's located, if we don't jump on this as like-minded brothers and sisters in the community of patriots. These people are going to completely roll over all of us. What happens in Montana could happen in Texas, could happen in Tennessee, could happen in New Mexico. It could happen anywhere to any person. And the interesting thing about this, these charges that Tim was telling you about, what you haven't got to in the story yet, that the attorney's office, the prosecutor's office, after all this evidence became publicly known to them that Tim had, they dropped the charges against Tim's client, trying to backtrack and retreat from what they were doing. And now what I'm afraid is going to happen is Tim Fox, who's a Republican, first-term attorney general, he campaigned on the theme of the Constitution. He campaigned on the theme of getting behind the Constitution and standing for the Constitution and doing what is right. That was his campaign theme. Now he's the attorney general, and he has an opportunity to act on the Constitution and bring justice into the state of Montana. And right now it looks like he's going to sweep it under the rug and not going to do anything about it. And this is the thing that just irks me to no end.
When you have the evidence, like you said, we have them here.
Absolutely. Tim has the evidentiary material that you have in your possession that Tim sent you and that the other attorneys have and now the county prosecutor's office has as well. That's why they backed up. That's why they dropped the charges against Tim's client. That's why now they're trying to do damage control, etc. And I got a feeling what's going to happen is the AG's office is just going to simply give them a little slap on the wrist, a little letter of reprimand saying, don't be so naughty next time. And this is all going to go away and nothing is going to change when clearly criminal conduct was taking place here. I mean, this is prejudicial. And can you imagine you're threatening a client with over 20 years in prison because I ran for president of the United States on a third-party ticket, and because Tim, the lawyer in the case, is my son.
It's total authoritarian crazy town stuff. We just skipped this network break because this is so important, the last segment of this week's transmissions with Chuck Baldwin and his son. I mean, you guys have been effective all over the country, waking churches up about the government control, having a huge effect. When you ran for president, it had a huge effect. That's why you're putting those secret government reports. That's why they demonize you. That's why they demonize me and Ron Paul and Rand Paul. But it didn't work. Now Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Chuck Baldwin, all this stuff is mainstream now. It's scaring the system. Mainstream publications like the Times of London say worldwide libertarianism's taking over, leading out of the U.S., the problem's been the U.S. for a while because tyrants seize this. The solution can come from the U.S. We could turn this around, but expanding on this, if they were setting up communists in a town who weren't trying to hurt people, but even if they were, they deserve due process because next I'll lose my due process. It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. So if they were trying to set up communists like this, I would criticize it, and I have. But this is constitutionalist with sterling records. Next, who knows what they'll do. They might try to set you up or claim criminal things or plant stuff in your house. I mean, this is what goes on. I'm not saying these guys particularly, but to me or to Ron Paul or Rand Paul, there's no telling. We've got to stand together when things like this happen, and let the system know, listen, you're not going to run over us because we're loyal Americans. You're not going to demonize us because we actually stand for having a decent country. It's you people that are out of touch, so out of touch, that you think our Constitution is a dirty word. Chuck Baldwin.
Well, see, what most people don't realize is when they think of the court system, they think that both sides have justice in mind. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Politics has no business in the justice system. This is supposed to be about justice. It's about the Constitution, about the rights of man. It's about innocent until proven guilty. And what we have going on here is the politicization of our justice system, where you have politicians who, for their own parochial purposes, are using the justice system to try and manipulate political ends within that situation.
That's called tyranny.
That's exactly what it's called. It's tyranny. It's ungodliness. It is antithetical to everything that America was built on. If we cannot have justice in our local courts, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. If we cannot have justice, if you cannot walk into a courtroom knowing that there's going to be justice as the motivation in any case, if it's all about politics, if it's about agendas, if it's about careers and all these things, then we have lost our country. We're not America anymore. We're not free anymore. We're not a republic anymore. Everything that our founding fathers fought and died for is kaput. This kind of thing is what is, I think, it's the tip of the iceberg, but it reveals the depth of the situation that we
have. That's right. If they sweep it under the rug, it means it's going on in every county, and it's a green light to do more of it. But if somebody gets in trouble for this, it's a red light to all the people that want to use the court system as their own personal cash register or political weapon to beat people over the head and bankrupt people they don't like because they dare promote the Constitution. Since I mentioned it, I want to put the article out of Massachusetts up on screen. Mass school board rejects, then accepts Constitution booklets. Former resident offered 2,800 copies. That's in the Eagle Tribune. And they were going to give them the little pocket constitutions, you know, that they give out when you visit Congress and stuff. And they said, oh, no, this is politically incorrect. We can't accept something this evil. I mean, how have they gotten it to the point where a pocket constitution in my film Road to Tyranny, squad car video of Abby Newman, no criminal record, naval veteran buying canning supplies in town. They get in her trunk at a checkpoint. They won't let her search it, broad daylight. So they open up the trunk. There's a Patriots game, VHS, with Harrison Ford. There's my film, Police State, and there's a pocket constitution. And the state police start hyperventilating like they found a dead baby or something. What type of mind control is this? Where if they see a corrupt government and abortions, they see something good, but they see a pocket constitution, they start hyperventilating. That's like absurdist Kurt Vonnegut stuff. I mean that's like satire, Chuck.
Well, yeah, and it plays well in the case we're talking about. Now, think about this. Think about this. The reason that the county attorney and his subordinates were so upset with Tim being the lawyer in this case, think about it. Here's what got him upset. I, his dad, Chuck Baldwin, ran for president of the United States on a third-party ticket in 2008. That's number one. Number two, we, Tim and I both, are constitutionalists. That was it. Those two things created the bias, which created the intimidation and the threats.
Well, it's like vampires are scared of crosses. For us, that's ridiculous. Why would you be against the Constitution? To them, it's really scary.
Yeah, when you get to a point that you are willing to put people in jail because of the political opinions of the attorney that is representing the case in court, that is no different.
The North Korea.
No different than what the Nazis did in the 1920s and 30s and what the communists did under Stalin. There's no different.
Exactly, and I guarantee you a lot of our listeners who are great people are so conditioned by evil. But this isn't even a big deal to them anymore. I catch myself all the time seeing something horrible, and it's just so par for the course. How do you spiritually, Chuck, I want to go to break and come back in overdrive and get final comment from you and your son and give out the website so people can see more of this. But how do we all get to the point, immersed in evil, where even if we don't like it, we become comfortable with it?
Well, Edmund Burke said all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And if we want evil to triumph, we do nothing. I think most of your audience are activists.
I know they are. I'm just saying some people out there, even myself sometimes, I just get used to it. You know, there's just so much of it.
Well, I don't want to ever get used to it. I don't want to get used to it.
No, I totally agree with you. What, do you pray to God to, like, keep you angry about it? I mean, I'm very angry, but I'm saying the stuff happening now, I would have gone crazy 10 years ago.
How much does freedom mean to you, and how much do you want your children to live in a land of freedom?
It means everything.
It means everything to me, too.
It's just incredible. We're going to come right back in 1 minute, get final comments from both of you. Then I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Not News Tonight, 7 o'clock.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.